Have you ever felt your chest tighten during a particularly stressful workday and wondered if this is what a heart attack feels like? That terrifying moment became a turning point for understanding productivity not as doing more, but as reclaiming life itself. The pain wasn't cardiac disease, it was the body's desperate plea to stop the madness. This wake-up call reveals a profound truth. We've built our lives around a fundamentally broken productivity model, one that's quietly destroying us from the inside out. We're drowning in what Nobel laureate Herbert Simon predicted decades ago, a poverty of attention amid an ocean of information. The average knowledge worker now faces hundreds of emails, calls, and texts daily, getting distracted roughly every 3 minutes. Here's the shocking part. We spend half our working hours on fake work, activities that don't meaningfully advance anything that matters. We check email over 6 hours daily, with 80% of us checking before work starts and 30% before even getting out of bed. Nearly 40% check after 11 p.m. 3/4 check on weekends. This isn't productivity. It's a collective mental health crisis masquerading as professionalism. Most productivity advice starts with tactics, better apps, smarter to-do lists, time blocking. But before evaluating how we work, we must understand why we're working at all. 3 common objectives exist, but only one leads anywhere worth going. The first is efficiency, cramming more into packed days. This factory floor mindset treats knowledge workers like assembly lines, ignoring that creativity can't be optimized through sheer volume. The second is chasing undefined success. Without clarifying what success means, we're running a race with no finish line. With the average American work week approaching 50 hours and workplace stress contributing to an estimated 120,000 yearly deaths in the US, we're literally working ourselves to death. The true objective should be freedom, genuine freedom in 4 forms. Freedom to focus on deep work, freedom to be present with loved ones, freedom to be spontaneous when opportunities arise, and freedom to do nothing, what Italians call la dolce far niente. To navigate toward freedom, imagine a compass with 2 axes, passion, work you love, and proficiency, generating results others reward. This creates 4 zones. The desire zone, high passion, high proficiency, is where you make your greatest contribution. The distraction zone contains activities you enjoy but lack skill in. The disinterest zone includes work that pays bills but depletes you. The drudgery zone holds tasks you hate and aren't good at. The secret? Spend more time in your desire zone and less everywhere else. This requires confronting limiting beliefs like, I don't have enough time, replace with, I have all the time I need for what matters most, or I'm not in control. Replace with, I can make better use of the time I control. Most productivity systems obsess over time management, but energy is the real key. While time is fixed at 24 hours daily, energy is flexible and renewable. A 12-year study of investment bankers working 100 to 120 hours weekly showed debilitating breakdowns by year 4. Research consistently shows working beyond 50 hours weekly decreases productivity, the rule of 50. 7 practices rejuvenate energy. Sleep is productivity's foundation. Adults need 7 to 10 hours nightly. Jeff Bezos says, 8 hours makes a big difference for me. Nutrition matters. Only 20% of employees leave their desks for lunch, sacrificing energy and creativity. Exercise gives more energy than it takes. Just 25 minutes daily dramatically improves health and cognition. Social connections powerfully impact energy. Sitting within 25 feet of high performers boosts performance by 15%, but low performers have double the negative impact. Play, reflection through reading or meditation, and unplugging completely during off hours round out the 7. When researchers asked college students to disconnect for 24 hours, most couldn't do it, comparing it to drug withdrawal. Time is a zero-sum game. We each get 168 hours weekly, and every yes contains an implicit no. Accepting a 7 a.m. breakfast meeting means rejecting your morning workout. Saying yes to a client dinner means saying no to dinner with your spouse. Most people say yes too quickly without considering the trade-off. Ask yourself, what will I give up to say yes? everything outside your desire zone becomes a candidate for elimination. True productivity isn't squeezing more into your schedule, it's doing the right things. To decline gracefully, let your calendar say no by time-blocking priorities. Use the yes, no, yes strategy. Affirm the person, clearly decline, then offer an alternative. For existing commitments outside your desire zone, explain why your participation may not serve them best and help find alternatives. As Steve Jobs said, innovation means saying no to 1,000 things. The goal isn't one-to-one swaps, it's achieving more by doing less. Automation means subtracting yourself from tasks while still getting them done. Four types exist: self-automation, template automation, process automation, and tech automation. Self-automation uses rituals, regular practices performed in set ways that solve problems once rather than repeatedly. They speed up work and prevent mistakes by building in safety nets. Four foundational rituals prove particularly valuable: morning, evening, workday startup, and workday shutdown. Template automation creates reusable solutions for common tasks. Store templates as email signatures for one-click insertion, transforming 10-minute tasks into seconds. Include letters with digital signatures and presentation slide decks. Process automation involves creating detailed, written instructions for specific tasks, like furniture assembly directions anyone can follow. Tech automation leverages software for repetitive tasks, email filtering, macro processing that batches actions, text expansion that transforms snippets into longer text, and screencast utilities that record tutorials. If you ever think there has got to be an easier way, assume there is. Automating your life frees up creativity and increases focus on higher leverage activities. Delegation means focusing on work only you can do by transferring everything else to those more passionate or proficient. Research shows this boosts well-being by reducing disliked tasks and helping us regain control. Yet many high achievers resist with excuses like, "It's faster to do it myself," or "I can't afford it," objections usually stemming from lack of creativity rather than resources. Filter remaining tasks through your freedom compass in reverse order. Start with drudgery zone tasks, delegate immediately, remembering that your drudgery could be someone else's desire zone. Next, delegate disinterest zone tasks, as work you're good at but not passionate about drains energy. Distraction zone tasks are tricky because you enjoy them, but if you're not proficient, consider delegation. Only delegate desire zone tasks if overwhelmed. Effective delegation requires 7 steps. Decide what to delegate, select someone whose desire zone aligns with the task, communicate the workflow, provide resources, specify the delegation level, give them room to operate, and check in periodically. The 5 delegation levels range from level 1, do exactly what I have asked, to level 5, make whatever decision you think is best. Level 5 is where magic happens. People take ownership and often exceed your results. Your brain can't multitask. It frantically switches between activities, leaving attention residue and wasted time. Studies show workers need 25 minutes to resume tasks after interruptions. Megabatching organizes entire days around similar activities. Record a season of podcasts over 2 days instead of one weekly. Consolidate meetings to specific days, leaving midweek for uninterrupted deep work. Structure your work into 3 zones: front stage, primary deliverables, backstage, enabling activities, and offstage, regeneration. Theme your days accordingly. Most professionals list 10-20 daily tasks, completing only 5 to 6. Instead, focus on your daily big 3, the Pareto principle, where 80% of results come from 20% of actions. With 235 working days yearly, 3 high-leverage tasks daily means 705 important completions annually. In our distraction economy, attention is your scarcest resource. Every interruption transfers value from you to someone else. Your freedom isn't found in doing more. It's discovered in the courage to do less, better, with intention.